Hey everyone. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox cure. Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of your hand? Like you're constantly checking it, even when there's nothing really important going on? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world saturated with notifications, endless scrolling, and the constant pressure to be connected. But what if I told you that disconnecting, setting some boundaries, can actually make you feel more connected, more focused, and way less stressed? Today we're diving into the art of creating healthy digital boundaries because let's face it, our well-being depends on it. This isn't about becoming a Luddite and ditching technology altogether, though that might sound appealing sometimes. It's about reclaiming your time, your attention, and ultimately your sanity in this crazy digital landscape. So, grab your headphones, maybe put your phone on silent for a few minutes, just kidding. But seriously, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you create those boundaries and thrive in the digital age. First up, awareness is everything. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand where your time is actually going. Think about it. How much time do you spend scrolling social media, checking emails, playing games? Be honest with yourself, no judgment here. Once you know where your digital energy is flowing, you can start making conscious choices about how to redirect it. You know that feeling when you're supposed to be working on something important but you find yourself down a rabbit hole of cat videos? We've all been there. Next, designate tech-free zones. This could be your bedroom, the dinner table, or even just certain hours of the day. Make these spaces and times sacred places where you can disconnect from the digital world and truly be present with yourself and the people around you. Remember, real life is happening outside that screen. Think about it. How much richer are conversations when everyone is actually engaged and listening? Third, schedule digital detox time. Just like you schedule meetings or workouts, block out time in your day for a digital detox, even if it's just 15 minutes. Put your phone on airplane mode, step away from the computer, and do something that nourishes you, so go for a walk, read a book, meditate, or simply enjoy some quiet time. You might be surprised how much you actually miss those little moments of peace and quiet. Fourth, unfollow and unsubscribe. Let's get real. Social media can be a bit like that friend who constantly needs attention, always vying for your time and energy. Don't feel obligated to follow everyone or every brand. Unfollow accounts that don't bring you joy or value, the ones that leave you feeling anxious or inadequate. You have the power to curate your online experience. And finally, raise the art of saying no. This one can be tough, but it's so important. Whether it's a work request that comes in after hours or a friend who wants to hang out when you need some time alone, learn to say no gracefully and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and protect your energy. Think about the last time you felt overwhelmed by digital noise. Maybe it was during a work deadline or when you were trying to relax after a long day. Did you find yourself constantly checking emails, notifications, or social media? What if instead of reacting impulsively, you had consciously chosen to disconnect for just 15 minutes? Could that have made a difference in how you felt? By implementing these 5 key takeaways, you can start to reclaim control over your digital life and create space for more meaningful connections, greater focus, and ultimately more happiness. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality. It's about choosing to engage with technology in a way that serves you, rather than the other way around. So go forth and set those boundaries. Take charge of your digital experience and let me know how it goes. Share your thoughts and stories on social media, I'd love to hear from you. And remember, if you ever need a little digital detox buddy, I'm just here. Until next time, keep it real and keep it intentional.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.